Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this word this morning that has just got us again to look to you, to hear from you, because in you we find true life. Outside of you we get deceived into play actors, into being that thinking that which we shouldn't think of, and then doing that which we shouldn't do. But thank you, Jesus, that you came and showed the right way to the Father, and that you are the way to the Father and to the kingdom and to all the realities. And as we can now be refreshed on a daily basis, we can be encouraged into that which is true, that which is lovely, that which is beautiful, that which is of the kingdom and your righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 15. From verse 6 to verse 9. You do not honor your father and mother by helping them with their need. So by this you have invalidated the word of God, depriving it of force and authority, and making it of no effect for the sake of your tradition handed down by the elders. You hypocrites, play actors, pretenders, rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, these people honors me with their lips, but their hearts is far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, for they teach as doctrines the precepts of men.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for helping just put this together. It's just so much revelation coming about in these teachings of Jesus. And yeah, we just need to know Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So the way, the truth, and the life is found in him. And outside of him, what has come about, you've got the priest, you've got many priesthoods, and then you've got the kings of this world. That's the two biggest enforcers of deception, the kings of this world and the priesthoods that are outside Antichrist. So they're all Antichrist, and that's why when mankind is and you listen to their words and you see their attitudes and their actions are not in line, it's because of these traditions and these deceptions that has filtered through. But then we also need to know what God has done now in Christ Jesus is beautiful, it's complete, and it's 100%. The work of God is perfect. I mean, if it's not perfect, good and beautiful in every way, then it's not God, because every good and perfect gift comes from the Father from above. And so Jesus has come and set given us a proper example. He as a disciple, that's so important. He came as a disciple, dedicated follower, from baby to young man to father. And then what did he raise up? He raised up disciples, called them out, and showed them the way. And then he gave all the promises, this goodness. This is what he's sharing here. He's sharing to the disciples again. And then he points out that there's mankind out there that have hearts, but they don't perceive. They have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. But then again, he speaks about disciples. Disciples that have dropped everything, left the traditions and the teachings of man, and is now following Jesus, listening to his teachings. And then he says, but you have hearts that perceive, and you have eyes that see, and ears that hear. And the people in the old covenant, which are now witnesses in this new covenant, long to have what you have. So we see discipleship is so necessary. And we can see the Old Testament is a shadow. Now, one of the beautiful shadows that was given is in Ezekiel 36. I'll send that to you guys now. And it talks about them bringing these people into the right land, into your land. And then it speaks about washing them with pure water. And then it speaks about giving them a new heart and giving them a new spirit, so that they could get the right teachings, that they're not caught up in the wrong things, that the the channel open to the predestined love of God that we were predestined for in Christ can now start flowing through and into mankind and out and into believers and out into the world. So, and yeah, God just bless me. You know, when we stick to the sound doctrines of Jesus, you know, and where is Jesus? Where do we find Jesus? When we go to Hebrews 12 from verse 22, you find him in the kingdom. And then you find him when you submit to him and listen to him, the angels. He comes in the glory of the Father, the glory of the angels, and in his own glory as the Son of God that's ruling to bring the right in, to bring righteousness, to fill this earth with himself and the things of God. So, and yeah, so we see, okay, so the land that we brought back into what we were predestined for in Christ Jesus is the kingdom of God, is the city of God, is a new Jerusalem, and we're in that. We translated out of darkness into that kingdom. Then secondly, what is the water that cleanses us? It's the gospel, the good news of our salvation. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And these realities and the things of the kingdom and the things of the gospel and the things of the Father and the things of the church and the things of the blood that is spoken, that has brought, taken away sin and brought new life, and Jesus's voice, those are the things we hold on to. Now, how can we hold on to it if our hearts are still in darkness? Like he says, their hearts are far from him. The other thing that has happened, yes, we've been brought back into the kingdom. That's the land. We've been brought back into the good news, and we've been refreshed by it. But also the problem with man that was declared in the old covenant was a heart problem. God has circumcised our hearts now to serve him. And you can see it in Romans 5, verse 5. He pours his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So you got the new heart, and then also the problem was the wrong spirits deceiving us, and now we got the right spirit. And so having the right spirit, who knows the thoughts of God but the Spirit of God? And so we receive not the thoughts of man and the things of man, but we receive from God that which is freely given, and that which he wants us to have, which is sonship, following him, obedient to him, dedicated to him in kingdom principles. And these people outside, everyone antichrist, the kingdom is here, and he says, and we press into it, but others don't, and then they keep you out of the kingdom. So it's so important, stay with the Lord, stay with spirit-led brothers and sisters, and build your life on the truth. Jesus says it to believers. He says, you want to be true believers, you want to be true disciples, you'll abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So be set free with truth this morning. See things the way the Lord sees it. He came as a picture of it, and he shared it to us, and these wonderful truths is declared by him, and then he has others that are also the foundation of the church, and that's the apostles. And they wrote these things down for us even before they went up into heaven, and they're now built on the foundation of Jesus and the prophets of old. These truths were declared, and he says that we are also now stones being built into this kingdom. So be blessed to know you're back in the family and a part of the family. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.